back to Tim Carter's Ask the Builder on WGRR.
That's correct. It is WGRR. It is the Ask the Builder show. I'm Tim Carter. And, of course, like I said, we've got Mark Feldman here from Campbell Hausfeld. He's an engineer. He designs the tools and makes the tools. You know, just rules, man, to have somebody like that here on the show. While we were on the break, we had a caller. We had Bob calling. He's got, he had to leave to go to work. He can't. He couldn't sit here and talk with us. He wanted me to talk very briefly about generators. Like a standby generator in case your electricity goes off. What brands to buy, what size, things like that. Okay, it's really pretty simple. Here's the problem with a lot of these generators. They're typically sold by the amount of watts that they can generate. And the problem is you may see this number on the generator and think, wow, man, that is a lot of watts. You know, like it'll say 5,000 or 2,000 or 3,000, whatever, some number, but it's always in the thousands. And the problem is that's not as many watts as you might think. For example, here's the trouble. Let's say that you are, let's look at something that's very common, like an electric hairdryer. You'll think, well, gosh, you know, I just need to turn my electric hairdryer on. Well, typically, if you look on the label, those things can be 1,200 watts. That just that one thing. Refrigerators take a lot of juice. Your furnace, actually, when that motor's turning, a lot of watts going through it. It could be 400, 500, 600 watts. So the problem is if you get a if your electricity goes out and you think that your house is going to you want to supply your entire house with energy, you're not going to buy one of these little generators that you see at the tool rental places. It's not going to get it. Because start going around your house, for example, and add up all of the light bulbs that are on. Let's say that you've got 10 lights on, and each of those lights has got a 100-watt light bulb in it. That's 1,000 watts. And so you start adding everything up, and you could be, if everything's on at the same time, you could be at 10,000, 20,000 watts with no trouble. Isn't that right, Mark?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it doesn't take long to add up all that electricity. So what you've got to remember is if you're going to buy a power generator, buy as much wattage as you can afford and go with the understanding that you are not going to be powering your entire house. You actually have to figure out a way how you can actually get power to just parts of your house. It's basically you're going to have brownouts inside your own home. Now, as far as brands, most of the major ones are just fine. I mean, just go with a brand name. And also, I've always said this, price is always a great barometer of quality. I don't know if you'd agree with that or not, Mark. In other words, like you as a manufacturer, if your drill, let's say you're like this 19.2 drill is, let's say you were selling it for $120, and the competitors are selling theirs for $89. The reason yours is higher is because why? I mean, you've got better stuff inside.
Quality components inside the drill, better motors, better switches, better batteries. Those all contribute to the cost. And you certainly do, to a great extent, get what you pay for. If you see a bargain for, like, a drill, for example, that's $9 or $10 that you see, that you know you're not going to get much of
right.
a product there.
So the point is if you're going out and looking at generators, and you've got two of them, you know, 5,000-watt generators, and there's wide differences in price, the one that's more expensive is typically going to be better. So just go use price as your guide when you're buying that. So hopefully that helped you, Bob.